All right, good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be together. Let me, before we get to it, invite you to turn to your neighbor, your neighbors, and let them know you do not have to have it all together today. Have to have it all together, and you'll see that in our psalm actually today as well. Let me go ahead and dismiss the youngest among us. You are free, released to go to Children's Church. Thank you, Ruth. For the rest of us, as we did last week, we are again gathering around the tables, drawing closer together, and turning our attention to the Psalms. Not a comprehensive overview, but leaning into a few of the Psalms, what we are calling songs for the journey, right? What are these ancient prayers for ordinary days? Keeping in mind, again, the Psalms are not carefully organized theological compositions. They are prayers. And with that, they make room for the fullness of life. And so not only all of the joy and the gratitude and the wonder and the delight, but also the sadness and the loss and the disappointment and the confusion. And that matters because sometimes the prayer we need the most is not a prayer of certainty, but a prayer of honesty. And no psalm captures that better than, I think, Psalm 13, and that's where we're heading today. And so if you're grabbing one of the Bibles near you, page 387, the words will be on this screen to my left. With that, just a quick word before we get there, because I want to do this a little bit differently today. Psalm 13, and I think this is like many others, but Psalm 13 invites us really not to so much to contemplate as much as it invites us to experience. In a word, to enter in, to join with. And so to honor that, today, I'm not going to just save the reflection for the end. I'm going to weave it into the Psalms arrangement. With that, you might have noticed there's some paper and pens, pencils somewhere near you. Those are for you to use as you feel led, as you feel free. You don't have to write. You don't have to share anything, but those are there for you as we go through this morning. And so again, to the extent that they are helpful, I invite you to make use of them. And so with that, I want to go ahead and read the text, and then we'll pray, and then we'll lean in. This is Psalm 13, opening line. How long, Lord? Will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him. And my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. Let's pray. God, thank you for, as always, the gift of gathering together. And as we gather now around these tables, and as we gather now around these ancient words, help us to be present. To be present to what is stirring within us, and to your presence among us. Meet us here in this space, with gentleness, with mercy, with with love. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
How long? I imagine each of us, at some point in life, has prayed that question. Maybe even for some, right now. Which is perhaps one of the reasons why this psalm has endured for thousands of years. Because in a very tragic and beautiful way, this prayer meets us where we often live. How long? How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? How long will this ache last? How long will this confusion continue? How long until my healing arrives? How long until I can breathe again? How long until something changes? How long, Lord? Now, being the psalmist here, he does not begin with answers. He does not begin with certainty. He does not begin with pretending that everything is okay. The psalm begins with honesty. How long, Lord? Will you? Must I? Right, speaking to our felt experience, not what should be, not what sounds spiritual, but what is real. Naming the hurt. Naming what feels heavy. Naming what is unfinished. And bringing that into the very presence of God. And perhaps that is where the invitation begins today for you and me. Because one of the gifts of Psalm 13 is permission. Permission to stop pretending. Permission to stop editing our prayers. Permission to be honest with God about what is real. And so for these next few moments, I want to invite us to pause right here. Because the temptation is to quickly move on. But notice here, four times we read, how long? Meaning the psalmist here, he doesn't hurry. He's not in a rush. Rather, he makes room for, he lets the question breathe. Which is important, I think, because all too often, we feel pressure, both from inside ourselves and from outside, to get over it, to move on, to minimize, to distract, to dismiss. And yet the psalm here invites us to stay, to sit with the question. And so before we move on, before we continue, I want to stay here for a moment this morning, and maybe we write, maybe we just sit in the stillness quietly together. Again, you don't have to write, you don't have to share. But either way, I want to invite us to notice, to name, and to reflect on. What hurts? What aches? What is your hurt? What is your ache? What is maybe feeling unresolved in your life today? Unfinished, uncertain. What are you carrying that feels heavy? Where do you find yourself asking, how long? How long, Lord? And so I'm going to invite us to sit for just 3, 4, 5 minutes here, and then I'll come back up and just give us a little space here. What hurts? What aches? What is feeling unresolved in my life? What am I carrying? What feels heavy? Where do I find myself asking how long? It is now that the psalmist moves, and only now that the psalmist moves from how long, Lord, to look on me and answer. In essence, moving not away from the question, but moving deeper into connection. Look on me and answer, Lord my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. Which is to say, the psalmist keeps talking, keeps communicating to God, not about God, but talking to God. In other words, he has not given up. He has not withdrawn. He has not stopped reaching, even in the midst of the question, in the midst of the fear and the ache and the uncertainty. He continues reaching, which is perhaps worth noting, because often we think prayer must be filled with conviction. Must be filled with certainty, with having the right words, or we'll just a little bit more, if I just have enough faith. And yet here, the psalmist doesn't wait until he has everything figured out, reminding us that maybe faith is not so much having the right answer, and maybe it's even more living the question. And maybe there's something freeing in that for you and me. Because after naming what is real, the conversation continues. Look on me, answer me, give light to my eyes. What is to say, see me, hear me, notice me. In other words, in the midst of all my questions, God, I really don't know what I need, but what I do need most is I need you to meet me here, right where I am. See me, hear me, notice me. And maybe that's where the conversation continues then for you and me, right? Not to have it all figured out, not to have all the right words, but simply to continue the conversation, right? Not talking about God, but talking to God, with God. And so again, I want to invite us now to continue that conversation. Perhaps again to write, maybe to simply sit in the quiet and to pray. But either way, I want to invite us to reflect and to consider, what am I asking for? What am I asking God for? A desire, a hope that's maybe rising to the surface? Where am I longing for God's presence? Where do I need to be seen or heard or noticed? And then with that, perhaps if I could say anything to God, I would say, let's keep the conversation going another few minutes. What am I asking God for? Where am I longing for God's presence? If I could say anything to God, I would say. And now perhaps what is, I think, the more surprising turn, because after all of the questions, after all of the longing, we read, "But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me." Which I think is interesting, noting the first thing here is that nothing has really changed. At least not as far as the psalm tells us. The enemy is still there. The circumstances, still the same. And yet there's a bit of a shift. Not maybe around the psalmist, but within. "I trust in your unfailing love." Which is important, I think, for us, because here in this psalm, trust is not denying the ache. Trust is not dismissing the question. Trust does not mean pretending everything is okay. But it is choosing to remember. To remember that whatever your ache, it does not get the last word. To remember that whatever it is that you are carrying, you are not alone. To remember that whatever feels unfinished, it is not beyond God's care. To remember that whatever this moment is for you, it is not the end of the story. And perhaps that's why the psalm ends not with answers, but with trust. Not because the question has been resolved, but because the psalmist remembers who God is. And perhaps that's where the invitation lands for us now today. And so one more time, I want to invite us, pen, paper, together, sitting in the stillness. And then Dan, when you feel led, will come and close us in song. But what is God inviting me to remember today? What is God inviting me to remember today? What would it look like to lean into trust this week? And then maybe consider, how might I practice this way of Psalm 13? How might I practice the way of Psalm 13 this summer?